Hello?
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. I need to speak to Nicholas.
This is Nicholas.
Hello, Nicholas. This is Michael. I'm calling from Content Help LLC. I'm the sub-editor of the company.
Excellent, excellent.
Yes, I'm calling in regards to your Wikipedia draft that we have generated.
Uh-huh.
So, first of all, like, are you in front of a computer where you can access the file?
No, I actually am not because I just left work. Unfortunately, I work in a library and my cell phone. I work in Manhattan and my cell phone doesn't work inside my library where my computer
okay.
is.
I can understand.
I had to leave the office actually to talk to you on this phone because the other phone I called on, but I was leaving work. So, I'm not in front of a computer right now, but I did go on and I checked the Wikipedia draft that you wrote, as well as the sources. Everything looks good. There were a couple of things that, okay, so for one, you got all the albums right and the dates right, but you left out the three newest singles under the single section.
That you've launched recently, or?
Yeah, so they all came out in February or March, so pretty recently.
This year, you're saying. Okay.
So,
that's not a problem. Basically, if you have looked into the draft, that's great to know. But, of course, if you go home and have the access for the file, so you can let us know what changes you want to have, because this is something that we have created with the online references and the information available. We have generated the information based on it, and this draft is acceptable as per the content guidelines, but there is always room for improvement. So we can definitely get this revised.
It's just adding those three. Everything was perfect except for just adding those three singles because they're recent. I don't know.
We can do that.
You know, maybe there's not as...
It's not a problem. So besides that, any major changes? Like you have gone through the introduction, then there's personal life, you know, your albums and singles. We mentioned about 8 singles, but if there's more, we can add that up.
Let's see. There are 1, 2, 3, 4.
They were
5, 6,
altogether.
7, 8, 9. So 11. So there were actually 3 that you didn't get from my newest album, which are Luft, L-U-F-T, The Power of Water, and The Sea and the Glacier. Those are all the three newest
ones.
I will
ask the team to go through your information for these singles, and we will get it included. So
sounds good.
So the second instance... that if you look into the message that Ken have sent you, we submitted a copy of your draft like with the Wikipedia community that we work with, the Wikipedia moderator. He looked into your profile. He mentioned that you are eligible to get the page. It's just that there's a lack of coverage, like significant coverage about your profile.
Well, I'll tell you what. I noticed a couple things that you left out that maybe you didn't find, and perhaps it's because two of the most notable things I've been covered in are actually print magazines, so they're not online. But you can find them online. They are hard copies, yeah. So one is from Blitzed Music Magazine, and that one just came out, actually. It's in this current issue.
So is there any online copy of that, like an article? Because
you can get it online. You can get it online, but you have to buy the magazine in order to get access to it.
Okay. All right. So
because
obviously,
it's a print magazine.
You need to understand we can't, you know, use that because if it's a paid thing, like if anybody wants to go and verify the information, if there's a paywall to it, so we cannot utilize that on a Wikipedia page, right?
Oh, gotcha. Even though it's a notable music magazine.
Yeah, but it's a paywall, right? Like if I add that up onto your profile. And obviously, they will evaluate the Wikipedia community, right? And they click on the link. So obviously, they won't pay for it, right? So
I understand that.
Yeah,
yes,
we need articles that are, you know, accessible by public. They should be, you can say...
Those are mostly going to be blogs and things like that. So it seems like from your message, you said that those are not as good sources because...
Yeah, we looked into the research, if you go ahead and check it out. There were a lot of information. It's not like you're not covered. You have articles, you have blogs, you have press releases. But obviously, Wikipedia is looking for something that is acceptable as per the standards. They need to be independent.
And that's why I mentioned the music magazines.
Yeah.
Just because I thought they were more notable, but but I understand that you can't access them online, so that's the problem with that.
Yeah, you need to have independent coverage and you know, notable resources. You just need to have like.
I do have scans of those magazines, though. I could, I mean, I have scans of them. If you wanted me to send them to you.
Well, the thing is, Nicholas, it's a living biography, right? And we are, you know, in the digital age, so we need copies of it online, magazine cover, papers, and this will not help you to achieve it. I'm very straightforward about the process with you because I know I've been working with musicians and artists previously.
Yeah, okay,
projects.
Well, that's what I wanted to make sure. So you think there's enough there, though, that they won't take my page down?
No,
that's my question.
You know, what they're saying to me right now, they looked into the information and the research and the draft. They're saying content is good, right? And the source that you have, they can be used for secondary sources. Some of them we have already used on that draft that we have sent you, right? But they were asking for 5 to 6 top tier or 2 to 3 major articles. You know, you have two options here. Either go ahead and create 5, 6 top tier articles or 2 to 3 articles. If you have, like,
so
you have a PR team.
I don't understand that. Well, see, I have a publicist, right? And the publicist is the one that got me, you know, in all these articles that you found online.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, the most top-tier ones are probably, like, Wave Music. I mean, that's a pretty notable one in electronic music. The most notable ones, like I said, are the magazines. But those, like I said, there's a paywall because they are magazines people subscribe to.
Mm-hmm.
But those are very notable in terms of, like, you know, those are magazines you can go into a store in the UK and you can actually buy on a shelf. You know what I'm saying? So they're, like, well-known music magazines. So those are the most notable by far, but it's just that those are the things, like I'm saying, that would, you know, you'd have to actually buy the magazine.
That's a problem. So you can do one
thing.
Or
I can send you the scan, but I'm just saying, like, it seems like that's not going to help
saying. If you go for any recent musician page on Wikipedia, you won't find scans of, you know, references or copies of the scans or anything like that. They all have to be.
But what about things that are in books, right? Because, like, a lot of times people quote things from books, and books obviously aren't going to be available online because they're print books, right?
There must be some review the publishing sites mentioning about the books. You know, there are references for that as well. But this page that you have is an artist page, so the requirements are based on that. So what I'm saying is that if you can create these articles through your publicist, that's great. So
that's something. I mean, the articles that those are the ones that they've gotten. I mean, I've been working with them for several months, and they submit. You know how publicists work. I mean, they submit, you know, things to articles, and they print
the thing
them and decide
the
to do it or not.
The publicist that you're working with is basically focusing on blogs. He's focusing on press releases. So just tell him that you require independent coverage. If he cannot, then we can also assist you in creating said publications. I can talk to my PR team. We do have a PR team with us who actually outsource these kind of publishing. But, of course, that's up to you. If you want us to send you that detail, I will through the team. But, obviously, if you can create this, that's great.
Well, so I don't know what you mean by can I create it. I mean, obviously, I can't create it because I'm not a publisher of a blog or anything like that.
You told me that you have a person working with you as a publicist.
I did. I mean, I did a publicity campaign. That campaign's already over, though. I mean, I paid them already, you know, money to do, like, a 2-month campaign, but that's already ended. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have anything more.
I can do one thing just for convenience. I can talk to the PR team, and I will ask Ken to send you the details, right? And you can let us know if you want to go
ahead
with
that. Is that something I have to pay more money for?
It's like a third-party servicer, so it will be a PR agency. So they will actually look into your profile, and they will let us know where they can feature you. But we will make sure that the articles that these are created are as per the Wikipedia guidelines. Because the main purpose of these sources will be to get you the notability check. Plus, obviously, these are credible sources, so they will be appearing on Google, and that will increase your online presence as well. And these will be based upon your industry specific.
What kind of sources, though, are you talking about? I mean, I don't know if they'll...
Like, for example, you're an artist, so they will be actually based on music, you can say, musician profiles.
Gotcha. So you think that the sources they would get me into would be better than the sources my other publisher
shared with you? Everything will be shared with you in a way that you can go ahead and check those sources as well if you want to get yourself featured there.
Okay. Okay. And how much money does that typically cost? I mean, how much would I have to pay extra?
I have to check in with the team, sir. I don't have that right now. Because obviously they will look into your profile. They will let us know where they can feature you. The cost and everything will be in black and white, so you can have an understanding where you can get these articles, the cost, the time frame, and everything, so you can make a decision.
Okay, so my question is, can you make the Wikipedia article from what I already have, or no?
Well, sir, if we try to submit the information the way it is, it will go under evaluation. There's a voting being done on Wikipedia for every submission. So five moderators will be looking into your profile. And they do a voting. Like, if you are notable, you will get the page. If there's a lack of resources or credibility or, you know, having good citations, they can reject
it.
Even if it goes live, this can be taken down. So there's a chance of 50-50. So we don't want to go ahead and do that right now. So obviously, I would suggest and recommend to go ahead and create some, you know, new resources, new articles before we do that. And if you covered this, 100% chances of getting your live show.
Gotcha. So you're saying the magazine articles, even though they're notable, very notable publications, they still won't work because they're people.
Paywall.
I mean, it seems like most magazines. I mean, like. Well, for instance, like Pitchfork, right? Pitchfork is like a notable magazine. If someone's in Pitchfork, I think that they're probably notable enough to have a Wikipedia page. But that's something.
Sources research right now. You have a lot of articles. Like, for example, I'm looking at the names here. I have the research in front of me. You are, you know, got yourself featured on top 40 charts, right?
Yeah.
Here, me, Raw Music. Chicago Music Guide, Volatile Weekly. We looked into these resources. But the coverage and the content is more like a promotional thing. We need independent coverage. It should not show that you paid for this service. It should be like they actually featured you. There are two, you know, difference between the coverage.
Well, so they did actually feature me. I mean, I didn't pay for any of these things. I just paid the publicist, and then they got me. Does that make sense?
Promotional.
What's
that's
that?
Why the content is promotional, but we have already utilized them on your draft as well. You look at it. The one that we have used for your draft is Wave Music, right? We took out some information from your website, Press Kit, and we have taken the information from the Real Ding, right? Indie Music Spot, Top 40 Charts, Black on the Canvas. We have utilized this. But obviously, they looked into this profile, and they said these are weak profiles, weak sources as per them. So that's what I'm saying, that we can get you something that is acceptable by Wikipedia. We are not saying that you are not credible or you cannot have the page. It's just that you need to create some more just to increase your online presence. That's it. There's nothing else.
I understand. Okay. And you're saying that basically the way this works is, at the present, I don't have anything that can guarantee getting a Wikipedia page like you
the
think it's 50-50.
The one right now, like if you submit it, there's a chance, sir. Like it can go ahead, you know, getting rejected or deleted after the page. So we don't want to create something that goes into the deletion history of Wikipedia, then we go ahead and...
Yes, that's right. That's right.
We want to make sure all the checks are met right before submitting.
Okay.
It's more like a government thing, sir, in short. Wikipedia have a strict policy, so we need to make sure everything checks out.
I understand. Okay. So, but I guess I just want to make sure that I'm clear. So what you're saying is if I pay you, your team, extra money, like to do another, like, publicity campaign, I guess is kind of what you're saying, they can try to get me in other publications that will be acceptable for Wikipedia. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm trying to say that either you can get them created yourself, you can do that.
Well,
we can give you a suggestion of where we can feature you through the third-party vendors, the PR agency. We do not do this in-house, sir, because we don't want to show that you are involved in this process, so this will be done in the third party to keep neutrality of these resources.
Gotcha.
And obviously,
we
do Wikipedia process, but we do not do this ourselves.
Okay. So you're basically what you're saying is that you would sort of pass me off to a third party PR agency like the one
we
I already
take
have.
Care of
the one,
them.
Like the one I have.
We will be discussing everything. It's just that we will be sharing the information with you. So you can have
okay.
a look into it, the content and everything, if you find the information is correct or not. After getting approval,
okay.
we will get them published. But we will make sure that the content stay neutral, non-promotional,
okay.
and up to the mark of Wikipedia content guidelines.
Okay, that sounds good. That all sounds good.
So let me do one thing. Let me just send out your details to the PR team, and within an hour or 30 minutes, they will reply me back. So I can
okay.
ask Ken to send you the details.
Okay.
And then you can talk with him. If you need my assistance, you can ask for me. My name is Michael. So, they can transfer.
So we could do
it.
Maybe like a three-way call with them and you and me.
You can do that if you want to. Like, you're talking
okay.
about the PR team or Ken?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, I guess so. You and Ken, I guess, work together.
Ken actually handles the projects.
Then,
I do the editing. We have different departments. Obviously,
okay.
For submitting, getting the profile of requirements coming from Wikipedia, I take care of them. Like, I talk to the community with the Wikipedia
gotcha.
Team.
Okay. So, yeah, so I guess what you're saying is I would sort of talk to who was this PR agency you work with?
It's a PR agency, third-party vendors. It's a whole group. I will submit. I have a PR manager. He will submit your information to them. And
okay.
after that, whoever approves, they will send us the details. So we will be taking care of the project ourselves. Because
okay.
if you reach them out directly, they charge on a different level, sir, of course. So we actually have contact
yeah, I know.
With them.
Publicists are pretty expensive. I mean, that's why. I mean, I've already done one. I was hoping not to have to do another.
So how much did you spend on your previous project?
I spent $1,500 on for 2 months.
For PR? Press release?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
well, just for like,
press releases, sir, are like you can get the same content on different sources, but they are not like they're good for product or music launch, like for a single or an album.
Uh-huh.
But we are talking about independent coverage coming directly from the resource, so they are two different things. Obviously,
yeah,
you are
so,
a
okay,
musician.
So I think I've confused you a little bit. Okay, so. What my publicist does, they don't create the content. They just, I mean, they do create a press release, but they send that out to lots of different blogs and magazines. And then those places create the content.
Yes, sir. A press release is that the content of the article is the same having on different platforms.
Yeah, so that is the case to some degree, but some of them are different. They're not just the press release. They're actual... You know, like Wave Music, like that's an actual article, or like the interviews you saw.
Because these are good for press and everything to create awareness. But I'm talking about independent coverage. These are two different. You can also search this online to get a better idea of what I'm talking about. But obviously, I've shared the information with you. Like Ken has sent you the links for notability
yeah.
on Wikipedia and verifiability.
Yep, I read them. Yep.
Yeah,
so
you can see there's a whole different perspective of Wikipedia regarding the articles. Because, sir, if getting press releases gets you the Wikipedia page, everybody would have it. But it's not like, yeah, so they look for independent coverage. So let me do one thing. Let me go ahead and share your details, send you the information through Ken, and then we can go from there.
That sounds good. Can you just give me an idea, though, of like what they would charge for their
sir,
services, your PR?
Sir, it depends upon the source, sir. I don't have that right in front of me.
Oh, I see. So they
the
kind of check. They check first. They check
they
first
check
the sources
the
to profile, see if they're printed.
They check the profile and give out the sources which are deemed good for his profile, as per Wikipedia. So
and so
they,
then they submit to those sources.
Yes. They send
and then
out
if those
the
sources
details.
Cover me... But what if those sources don't? Then they say, then they reject it, I guess, yeah?
So I will not send you the names of those sources who are not willing to publish about you. I will only share the details who are willing to.
Oh, okay, so you already have sources that you believe are willing to publish.
They are sources. They're different sources. Depends upon, like, we, you know, go ahead, get files, like, people from, like, entrepreneurs, musicians, businessmen, you can see politicians. So there are different categories of publications. And as per the profile, where we can feature you, we get the names and everything.
Okay, so I'm still just a little bit confused, and I'm sorry if I'm annoying you, but I'm trying to be clear. So basically what you're saying is that you work with another agency, like a third-party agency, and their job is to get me put into sources that are notable enough for Wikipedia to publish the page. Is that what you're saying?
The articles. I will do the publishing on Wikipedia.
You're the publisher.
I will be submitting the information to Wikipedia for your page. For the articles,
gotcha.
These PR agency will do that, but I will be, and Ken will be talking to you. They will be sending out the details to us. It will go through us, making sure everything checks out. Then I will share that with you.
Gotcha. So can I just ask you this? What are the chances of this working? Like, what do you think the chances are?
100%, sir. If you get these kind of publications for yourself or through us.
If I get them, what are the chances of me getting them, though? That's what I'm asking.
Articles or your page, sir?
Yeah, well, both, really. What are the chances of me getting in?
Chances of getting these articles are 100%, and if you create these articles, the page will definitely go live because all the notability checks are made, content, notability, and everything. So if these checks out, 100%.
Okay. So I guess I just can't imagine. So I'm just confused because, so how do you know that those publishers will publish, though? I know with PR, typically it's like they send and maybe the publisher publishes or they don't, right? So how do you know they're going to?
Because, sir, they do this on a daily basis, sir. We you're not the only client we're dealing with. We get so many clients. They work with us. We have a contract with them. And
oh, I see. Okay, so I see. So you have some kind of relationship with them.
Yes.
So where they will. Oh, I understand. Okay,
people
so
coming
like
to us. No, no, sir. We work with them on a daily basis. We have many clients going through the process.
Okay, so that sounds good. So, but I just thought that, like, say like Pitchfork, right? I'm using them as an example, or, you know, Spin Magazine, right? Like, those are, they don't publish anything anybody sends them, right? They only publish what they want to publish.
But, sir,
but you're saying that, like,
in the PR agency, they know their way out, sir. It's their job. If they send me a name, for example, Spin, they said that I need this, and it's their job to get us that. Because, obviously, if they send me the name, and they look into your profile, and they send me this name, so that means you're going to be published there. Simple as that.
Okay. So, and you think they can definitely do that, though? I mean...
Yes, sir. Like, I have, like, if you search, you know, I have a client with me. I'm just giving you some detail. You search Jordan Walsh, right?
Okay, say that again.
You're taking care of Jordan Walsh.
Okay.
You search him, we are taking care of his PR. From start.
Who is it? What's his name?
Jordan, Jordan Bolch, Bolch.
Okay, Jordan Bolch. Okay, I don't know that person, but okay.
Yeah. He is also a musician. He is based in Georgia, Atlanta, right?
Okay.
And I'm taking care of his PR to the PR agency. We are working on his Wikipedia profile. And
okay.
He also had the same problem for his coverage. So we worked with him, and we are also working on his PR. So you can go ahead and search him and see what kind of articles we are working with him. So we have featured him on many publications.
Jordan, spell the last name again.
Bolch, B-O-L-C-H.
B-O-L-C-H. Okay, all right, I'll check him out. All right, that makes sense. Thank you so much. So basically you'll get back to me. You'll let me know what you're going to charge to do that.
Yeah, I can send you the details and start a requisition for the publications where we can feature you, the cost and everything. And you go ahead and check it out.
Per publication? It's per publication?
Yes, sir. It depends upon the source. So they will mention the name, the cost, and everything.
Okay, so for each one of these magazine articles or whatever, there's a cost per article is what you're saying. It's not just... Like you pay one fee, it depends on.
These are not press releases. They charge per article.
Oh, I see. So these magazines you're working with or whatever, they're charging you per article.
Yes, because they're not working on press release. I can get you a press release for like $1,000. I can feature you on 250 plus sources. But of course, they are not going to be credited.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, so that makes it. So basically, For Wikipedia's guidelines, though, these sources have to be independent, so they can't know that you have a relationship, financial relationship, with these places, right?
Public, sir. We did discuss this. We have a contract and everything. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Makes sense. Okay, I just wanted to sort of be – okay, all right. So that all makes sense.
Sir, you won't be mentioned that you paid for this, so don't worry about it.
You don't mention that. Okay, good. All right.
So
all right, well, thank you so
get
much
this
for
article, you can share that on your social media platforms and everything because the editor
– I can share these everywhere, right?
Yes, because your name won't be mentioned that you have paid for this. Plus, the editor or the contributor of the source will publish this, so you'll save for that.
I see. Okay. All right, well, that makes sense.
All right, let's go ahead and send you the details, and we can talk from there.
That sounds good. Yeah, I'm just on my way. I'm in Manhattan. I live in New Jersey, so I'm heading back home. I'll be home in about an hour to an hour and a half.
All right.
So I'll be on the train until then, so I won't really be able to talk while I'm on the train. But I can either email you back, I can either talk to you later tonight, or I can talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, basically, you can reach us back. That's not a problem. So whenever you are free, you can get back to me.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much for all of your help. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem, Nicholas. You have a great evening.
Yeah, you too. Okay, bye.